This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good morning. It's a lovely fall day out there. And right now we have tickets for Winterland. I mean, this day just keeps getting better and better. All day long we're doing, it's sold out. This is the only way that you can get in is to win them here by listening to Alice all day. Keep it here on The Alice. We want you. We love you. We give you tickets. It's John Mayer and Maren Morris, and we're doing this at 9, noon, and 5. So call now. Be calling number 97-800-400-3697. And join us at our Christmas party. This is our official. Oh, go, Yuzi.
No, that's it.
What?
She's singing.
I was just singing one line.
Go ahead. She'll be singing that night, I'll tell you.
Woo!
Let's get a drink or two into Yuzi and listen to her sing all the John Mayer songs.
All right.
It's going to be a great time, and we'd love to party with you at our Winterland event this year. So call now, 800-400-3697. Yuzi handed me a bunch of emails for the Secret Show. Mm-hmm. We're going to go cut a Secret Show. That's a podcast we do in addition to this show, and you can find it around noon. We post them at RadioAlice.com or wherever you subscribe to podcasts. They make it easy on the iPhone. There's just that little purple microphone thing, and boom, type our name in. We pop right up. Hit subscribe. Come on. You love it. Unless you're Prude, then you'll hate it. It's a terrible show for you. And right. If you're under 18, also, not for you. It's a show for grown-ups. Ooh. I have a question for the meeting today.
Oh.
Get a paper airplane ready. We're going to still have to bleep the Secret Show?
I'm sure that's still in place.
Why are you sure?
Why would that have to be?
It just seems like that's the way it is.
It's a podcast.
You can ask that question, Sarah.
Put it on the paper airplane.
I want to say that in our last big meeting, I heard an F word.
Oh, yeah. There was some swearing happening at that. There's some people in Entercom with potty mouths.
Right.
Well,
about
that's
that.
Not true. I wouldn't call it that. I'd just say that they speak plain English and we all understood. It was for
emphasis.
A
totally appropriate. Yeah. Yes. It's an intensifier.
It fit the conversation perfectly and was necessary. And I agreed with it 1,000%. And I hope that they agree with us when we start using it, like today.
Yeah, here
on
we
the
go.
Secret Show.
Hey, so, well, I guess I can ask that question.
Yeah, shoot that airplane his way this afternoon.
Get me a pin tape on there so they notice that I've sent it.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys sent. 408 says, more kids would go to college if it wasn't so damn expensive in California.
Yeah.
That's true, but if you're a resident, you're going to pay less here than maybe if you'd go somewhere else,
well,
right?
If you can get into the UC system. It's not that easy, and it's still not that cheap. I mean, it seems cheap compared to what other private colleges are, but it's still $30,000+ a year. It's still a ton of money.
Sadly, colleges today are the worst place to get an education. Just look at the product coming out of them for the last 20 years. Most end up... Oh, I'm not reading that one.
Mm. Most end up where?
Being phone screeners.
Hey!
Hey, human. Listen, there's also nothing wrong with spending a couple of years at a community college.
Oh,
they
absolutely.
Have a wide variety. They're great.
I went
good
to four
teachers.
Of them.
They're fantastic.
I tend to agree with this next statement. I watched it. It's more important that they get an A than that they learn the material. Mm. And I have watched the process of cramming info in, passing the test, and not having a clue about that material 2 days later.
Right.
Not even a clue.
Nope.
It's crazy the system that's set up to just get people through it. Just push them right out without having retained any of that information.
I agree.
No college grads. Good luck running your own country, California. We're not trying to break off still. Are we still talking about that?
It'd be so great if we did, though.
Really?
Pretty sure that might cause a war. So I guess we'll stay.
Parents want kids to pass, not learn. It's not the parents that are trying to get that.
It's the system, man.
Well,
the system's flawed.
It's all set up for these big tests that you got to pass and you got to get, and that's the way.
Yep.
I mean, you still have to have some social life, right?
Mm-hmm. Kids should be kids.
Keg parties don't staff themselves.
Okay.
All right.
Not really what I was thinking, but you're right. Keg parties are a part of life.
She chopped up lines, says 650. Ever heard of a key bump? What a rookie. What's a key bump?
You just dip your key in. Give it a little sniff.
Have you ever done a key bump?
Uh-huh. And I've done a driver's license bump, too. You just dip it in.
And
scrape
just
it.
Just the corner of the DL.
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, sometimes you're in a disgusting bathroom, and you don't want to. What are you going to do? Snort all the
no
germs
lid.
That's on their drink. No, forget it. Listen, and these were the olden days, people. Would never do that now. It's wrong.
I just Googled what to wear to Alice in Winterland because I'm going.
Yeah.
And of course I got costumes for Wonderland. Any guidance is appreciated.
Listen, rock and roll, what you'd wear to a concert, any concert. It's not formal. It's, you know, don't wear flip-flops and shorts. It's going to be cold.
You're coming into the city for a night.
Yeah.
I would suggest you put something on.
I said a little dressy.
Yeah.
We get a little dress.
Dressy.
We definitely do. It's not fancy, but it's because it is a concert, but it's, you know, comfortable, but nice.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of holiday. Put on your ugly Christmas sweater. I have my whole outfit all picked out.
For Winterland?
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Oh, well, I'm not going to tell you. It's no big deal.
Is it the leather pants?
Should I wear the leather pants?
Well, we didn't get to see them on the night when you both wore leather pants at the...
They're not leather, by the way. They're just... I've worn them at
No,
stuff
but
before.
I did wear a dress, Vinny.
I was thinking about
that was very low cut.
We didn't see any pictures of that, did we?
Oh, she did have a low cut dress on, too. That's
where
right.
Where were the pictures?
The
Why
good
didn't you post pictures?
Dress.
What's wrong with
dress.
You?
Yeah.
You know what? I should have taken pictures. Hooman took one picture.
But there was
of
that photographer walking around. There's a there's 50
it?
Million pictures of me.
I'll have them send us the pictures right now.
Wait, weren't you with me in any of those?
Probably.
Yeah.
But
and
where
you guys
are they?
Post that
where
stuff?
Are they?
I didn't put. I don't know the lady who the guy who takes him. He knows the photographer.
Yeah, Drew Altizer.
Call
him.
That
I know that name.
Yeah, you know him.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna have Sarah and Michael send me the pictures right now.
Yeah. We just want the pictures of us. Though.
Yeah, we don't care about the other people.
I'll separate them.
415 says, Holman is so dumb. Those billionaires dropouts are geniuses, and Sarah had talent. Your average person in Fresno have neither of those. Don't pick on Fresno.
Dude,
yeah, that's messed up.
Make, you know,
I don't think Holman's that dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Sarah, it's the sulfur in the onions.
Is that what it is?
I don't know. That's
know.
What they're saying.
I actually love the taste of raw onions. I love them on sandwiches. And then I suffer for 8 hours afterwards. Mm. Like someone stabbing me in the stomach. So I can't do it.
Stabbing?
It's horrible, Vinny. Like to give up a whole food. I can have, if they're cooked, it's fine. My grandma used to say it was my gallbladder. I don't know.
Oh, so it's been going on a long time.
It happened to my grandma, too. Nana before she died. That's just like me, hon. That's your gallbladder. Once you get that out, you'll be all set. So I guess at some point I'll get my gallbladder.
Oh. Hi, Sarah. It's Jim's on South Street, not Joe's. And you're right. It's way better than Pat's or Gino's.
Oh, thank you.
Go Eagles.
Has been 21 years since I
It
lived
is
there.
The Eagles' year, by the way.
They're having
what
a
What about
year.
The Steelers? They're looking pretty
it's
good, too.
It's not the Steelers' year.
Forget
it's the
Steelers.
Eagles' year.
I'll say forget the Steelers.
Just forget them. Get on the Pats.
Now that you're not with CBS, can you please stop bleeping the secret show?
Well, we're wondering
Sarah's
that gonna
ourselves. Ask today.
Well, I'm not gonna
meeting.
Ask. I'm not asking.
You'll ask.
No. Maybe I will.
She'll ask.
No, there's all the other stations
she
there.
Wants
they
to
don't,
ask.
I don't
want to. She's
I don't
do
like
it.
No, I don't. You can ask. Hooman, why don't you ask?
I like to be silent and
like
invisible.
You like to be silent but deadly?
Be silent and deadly.
The Alameda Pinball Museum Storage Warehouse is... Someone sent us a picture. I didn't know that... We did a story in the Fast Facts about in Oakland.
Oh my God!
Yeah. Pinball was illegal until 2014.
Because there's of gambling? Was that the thing?
There's a pinball museum, and the storage looks bigger than any museum I've ever seen. This is unbelievable. It's just a bunch of dead pinballs, or maybe they're alive. I don't know.
They have over 200 machines, and some are really old.
There's an Airstream in there. This is a crazy picture.
253 says, oh, Vinny, you speak to my heart. Just share space. Shame! And please walk on the sidewalk the way we drive. To the right, please.
Yeah.
The one that gets me, I swear it gets me every time, is the stopping in doorways or right in entryways. Oh, I got to get my thing. And they're right.
Mm. Or the top of the stairs.
You stopped in the doorway.
They just stepped out the escalator and they're just standing there.
To look for your phone or to do...
Step to the side. I feel like that's bad parenting. I feel like your parents need to tell you, like, you need to be cognizant that there are other people in the
Walk
world.
Walk in, turn left, and then stop.
Get out of people's way.
It's not hard.
It's not hard, but apparently it's not ingrained in some people because they are just alone in this world and stopping wherever they want.
And then get mad when you walk into them.
And I'm the one who has to say, oh, excuse me. And they go, and they give you that look like, yeah, excuse
like
you.
What?
Like, okay, you're the a-hole in this situation. God, why do I have to feel like the a-hole?
Next time, just rip your shirt off and start throwing blows from Egypt. Just all the
Why does my shirt have to come off? Can I start throwing haymakers with my shirt on, Ben?
No.
Too binding?
That's not how you fight.
It's loose.
Get with the program.
Play a full range of motion. Why I gotta.
I feel like they'd get in the way.
Yeah.
Sarah, you would love Lady Bird. Totally relate to the story of misfit senior in high school. Laurie Metcalf plays the mom, but it's really Saoirse's story. A perfect movie.
Oh. All right. Although someone wrote in and said they didn't like it. We were talking about that because this movie, Lady Bird, holds the record for perfect score on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
100% with 165 reviews. The next closest one is 100% with 163 reviews, and that's Toy Story 3. So I think that they base it on whether or not it was a positive review. Is that how it works? I don't really know about Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, I think they do it out of either 3 or 4 stars. So if it gets like 3.5, it's a tomato.
And if it's good.
Yeah. 3 or less.
It's a garbage pail.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 707, is there a coat check at Winterland?
Yes.
There is?
I believe there is a coat check at Winterland.
I never noticed.
I just huck mine in a corner somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, there was one at Bimbo's, right? So I don't know.
Well, that's not.
Yeah. Well, we've done a... I thought there was, though. But, you know, what do I know? Can we find
Well, they're asking
out?
You.
Well, can we find that out, research department?
No.
Is there a coat check at the Masonic?
You know what? I'll go ask right now. Hold on.
Okay. I feel like I can almost see it.
Oh, God, Hooman. I used to work retail, and that Paul McCartney song still haunts my nightmares. It's insidious.
Sure
Simply
is. It's the worst.
Having a wonderful Christmas time.
I totally agree with you, Hooman. I hate that Paul McCartney song.
Oh, boy.
It only gets played because it's Paul McCartney. That's the problem. Like, Paul can write a great Christmas song, and he decided to put zero effort and put that thing.
Okay, the verdict is in. Is there a coat check at Winterland?
There is not.
Oh.
Glad we cleaned that up before.
Well, people have assigned seats, right? So they can just put it on their chair.
Yeah.
Or they could walk up to you and say, you told me there was a coat check. Here's my coat.
I immediately
I'll be back in 2 hours. Thank
Here's
you.
Here's your ticket. Don't lose your ticket.
Even more depressing than Daddy Don't Get Drunk is Christmas Shoes. Oh, well, we don't want to look that up.
Yeah, no.
Don't look it
don't
up.
Don't look it up. Christmas
look it
Shoes.
Up, look it up.
As an Italian chick, I love Dominic the Christmas Donkey.
Oh.
Mercury News list sucks, LOL.
I can't believe Santa Baby's on the worst song list.
No.
I love that song.
Oh, play the one with Leon and Zooey Deschanel.
Oh, the from Baby It's Cold Outside?
Yeah, the best version.
I like the Adele Dazeem, Michael Bublé version.
I think I'm right.
Looking at
with
Christmas
this one.
Shoes.
I think I'm right with this.
Better
one.
Question. Now that you're no longer CBS, are we going to get to see Sarah and Vinny Survivor?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I know. We might do The Amazing Race. Wouldn't that be great? We'll do that as a pair. Oh
any
my
one
God.
Of those would be great.
I feel like we'd either totally ace that or totally kill each other. One or the other.
Well, I think you're wrong. I think we'd do great. We've known each other 20 years. You think we're going to go out there into the world and then suddenly start pulling each other's hair?
Yeah, I think it's a high stress. You'd win that one.
No, I think when you are with people and you travel, those are your people.
Yeah.
And you get together and you look after each other.
Yeah, but you see sometimes those people, they think they're together and then they just dissolve and they say the most hurtful things
to
each other.
Yeah, but some of those people have been put together. What was it? What wasn't one of them blind dates?
This was the last. That was the last one, I think. The people were teamed up with someone that they'd never met before.
Right. So they're blind dates, and then another one is these people who are brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. Of course, they fight and have no filter. That's brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
So you're watching that. Just it's the ugliest. Like, oh God, who would say that to their brothers and sisters? Would say that.
They say really mean things to each other. Any family member, you almost feel safer saying mean things to your family because you know they're not going to leave you.
I did a story early this morning about a street. Actually, yeah, it's a street here in San Francisco that a community had failed to pay their taxes on. So the city put the street up for bid.
The street was for sale.
And somebody bought it.
For
an Asian
grand.
Couple.
Yeah.
And it turns out that was a racist community going way back. White people only.
Yeah.
And so we did that story, and it's still in my head. It's shocking.
They
that
did
these
a big
people
thing
didn't
on it on
pay their
Channel
taxes.
Too.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. We were watching it this morning. Mm-hmm. It's, it's a ritzy neighborhood. So I guess that they were getting a $14 a month, or $14 a year per home, but it was getting sent to an attorney or a tax
that
guy.
That was no longer running their books.
But in the news piece, they said that those things were coming back as undeliverable. So they knew it wasn't going to the right place. And that's part of what the neighborhood's arguing. Like,
well,
you knew we weren't getting these bills.
What people are writing is you are responsible for getting a change of address into the city. That's what the city's going to say. It's not. We don't have to find you.
Yeah. You got to find us.
You tell us how to find you. It's not wrong. If anyone else doesn't pay their tax bill, this happens. The county isn't going to send you repeated bills. Rich people and their paid personnel dropped the ball. They should open a state-sponsored needle exchange program there.
That's funny. We'll make you pay for it, you richy riches.
The street owners don't have to be such DBs about it. They could charge you... They could charge a yearly or twice yearly right-of-way fee to cover the taxes and repairs and maintenance. But they'll probably overcharge that. Well, yeah. They didn't bid on that street.
Right, to break even. They want to make money off that street.
408. Vinny, the residents of the Presidio houses you're speaking about are also pissed that these new street owners are Asian and the homeowners are all white. Right, that was part of the story. Is that, I guess, going way back, that was an exclusive neighborhood.
Oh.
Don't you remember her reading
that? I do, but I just assumed that those neighborhood constrictions were dropped decades ago.
You would hope.
One would hope.
Thanks, Yuzi, for reading the HuffPo headline and for giving another side of the story. Oh. I was wondering if you guys would bring
what
that
What was the
up.
HuffPo headline?
That was it.
About the Asian racist stuff.
Vinny, no need to feel sad about Sarah not having another kid. I do feel sad, though.
Why?
Because I just thought we were going to have another. You know.
Why? You'd because you're having another?
No, well, not. Oh. How's this me? You'd been
me?
Trying
I
so have, hard.
I haven't ever tried.
What?
So you guys have been trying pretty hard. It's harder for the second one? Is that what you're trying
and
to
Sarah,
tell me?
You did have to move to a bigger house
yeah,
for
you
another
did.
Bedroom.
Oh. Yeah. Is that what's
oh,
happening?
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sarah, exactly Moana is on Netflix now.
I know. I mean, it's available, and so is A Good Dinosaur, and I can't, I'm not going to watch that by myself. It's a rare day that I watch a movie by myself at home. It's always something else to do.
Oh, here it is. Presidio HOA. Not the first time they failed to pay the dues. It's their responsibility to contact the city with the change of address, not the city's responsibility to hunt them down.
Yeah.
925
yeah.
says that. Hey, the best morning show ever. Discovered you guys a few years ago, and I'm hooked. Thanks for helping this non-morning person get up and out in a great mood every day. Today is my 52nd birthday.
Oh, oh. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yay.
Oh, and lastly, not to end on a bad note, but I guess we are about to.
Here we go.
Five.
You have the power to change it, Vinny.
You do.
50-year-old war vet. I care. I no longer watch football, Sarah. I'm not alone. Mm. Our VFW Post members are not watching, too.
Well, yeah, just so you guys know, that's not what the protest is about. It's not about that. It's
right.
about everyone having equal rights under the law and about being recognized for the people that they are. It's not about you, but you absolutely have the right to protest that in your own way.
I fully agree with you, and you know that. And yet, perception is a big part of everything. And if people see it that way, then that's the way it is
then
to them.
Then that's their reality.
And it's super unfortunate that these guys aren't able to somehow make a clearer point. Because for
maybe
a bunch
of people...
Maybe
they're not allowed to carry signs.
I don't know. I don't know how to better do that. But I do think there are a lot of people who are seeing it that way. And there's no way to get it across to them otherwise.
Right.
And I've definitely heard people who don't even watch football. Oh, those boys should stand. And you're like, really?
Have you even...
Do you even care about football? No,
right.
I don't. Okay. But that's where it's at. All right, let me find a nice one.
Yeah, find a nice one. Something nice about Hooman.
Let me see.
No, that's impossible.
Been looking for a long time.
Today,
impossible.
You didn't see a bunch of Hooman love today?
Not today.
All right, hold on. Oh, damn it, Vinny. That's not good.
There was one that he said when he was singing, they said, please make it stop.
Oh. Oh, the O Come Emmanuel.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody said that the Pentatonix version of O Come, O Come Emmanuel is the one. Hang on. Takes him a second.
Diana was definitely an outcast in the royal family. Vinny is correct. Is that good? That's not good. Hold on.
We got Pentatonix.
Here we go. We'll end on this. I gotta say, I don't love
the
this
The cure
even
for
when...
insomnia.
Yeah, okay, everybody.
Yeah, I think it sounds pretty.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I mean, it's not horrible, but I don't know why this is your favorite, Hooman. What's
this
the
isn't my favorite. I didn't write this in.
I thought you said this
in.
Is your favorite.
No, somebody wrote in and said the version of Pentatonix is great.
Oh, I thought you said that
no.
O Come Emmanuel was the one that you loved the most, and that's
it
why
is.
You asked.
It but is. I didn't ask for this version.
Okay.
Right. Somebody else wrote in with that.
Boy, we really did not go out.
Sarah got frustrated. That wasn't me at all on any level. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for joining us today. Super fun show. We're going to go do a secret show now.
Yeah, we are.
That'll be fun.
What is that, Sarah? I'm not sure.
Oh, a secret show?
Uh-huh.
It's a podcast, Vinny, that we do in addition to this show.
Oh, right.
So while we do podcast this show as well, we do a whole separate one, whole separate content. And
what's so different about it?
Well, what's different is that people write in with their problems, and it's super fun. It's like a little window into somebody's life and like some crazy
What do you
thing
got in store
got
for today?
I have a few of those. We finally got into our email,
mm-hmm.
so I have some new... emails that have been sent to RadioAlice.com, Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. And some good little problems. The ones I'm looking at are not... Well, this one, I guess, is sort of sexual.
Ah.
But the other one is...
let's do that first.
The other one's about a lease.
Oh,
so.
Come on!
But listen... Oh, and this one's about bed bugs. So, look.
Anyway.
You can write any problem, no matter how big or how small.
That's the deal, David. You're listening, our new CEO.
And Wheezy.
And Wheezy.
And Wheezy.
Susan.
Yep.
We're going to do our secret show, and then we'll meet you at the meeting.
Yeah, we have a big meeting today. It's like a town hall. Do we have our paper airplanes ready to fly with all our
Vinny,
questions on
that
there?
That was your job.
Oh, yeah. That was you, Vinny. You're the one who suggested the paper airplanes.
Well, yeah, but I'm not going to throw paper airplanes at
Give
the
Give him to Hooman. He won't be able to resist.
Mr.
Invisible.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
All right, have a great day, you guys, and we'll see you on Hump Day.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.